Hey, Jim here from theaverageguy.tv and for Home Gadget Geeks. So we've recorded a special podcast edition that we did on the in the post show of Home Gadget Geeks number 223. And I recorded what was kind of my podcast flow for you guys. And about 20 minutes in length, I wanted to give you kind of a feel of what we do to produce a podcast here on the network. Certainly not what everybody does. But it is what I do, and I felt it might be helpful for both the listeners, the regular listeners to Home Gadget Geeks, as well as those of you who follow me over at Ask the Podcast Coach for podcast workflow. I get that question a lot. What do you do? Again, not what everybody does, but what I do. If you want to contact me, you've got questions, comments. If you want to contact me, send me an email, jim@theaverageguy.tv. You can find me also on Twitter at Jay Collison, and we do a regular Home Gadget Geeks podcast every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern, out at theaverageguy.tv live. And so we'll roll some music and enjoy the next 20 minutes on how we get a podcast produced. Thanks. Guys, there's a lot of work. I don't know. You know, if you think about, when we think about the way I produce a podcast, the least amount of work is producing the podcast. So yeah, I got to sit here. Let's just talk about this for a second. I'll walk you guys through my workflow because I don't know if I've ever talked to anybody about this before. Maybe Mike Howard. But when we create a podcast here, the easiest part is what we're doing right now, just recording it, right? I'd have to do it anyways. And so we sit down, we do a podcast, we talk about it. You know, we do the thing. It takes an hour and a half, 2 hours. Tonight I always start an hour ahead of time. So I started at 7, it's 9:30. 2.5 hours, let's say. 2.5. But it's fun hours, right? I'm talking to you guys. That's super fun, super energizing. So, but when that's done, then the real work begins. So that's got to render out on YouTube. And I wait for that. And I never edit the show on a Thursday night. I just let it sit. So Friday night, I'll come in, not every Friday night, but most times. Friday night, get home from work, download the file. It's usually a pretty big file. Drop that into Windows Movie Maker to do the edits. And then I've got a pretty quick workflow. The edits, yeah, everybody says video takes the longest amount of time. I don't make any edits. So we're probably a half an hour, 45 minutes to get the video done, rendered, you know, put out, spit out. Take that same video and I drop it into Audacity and it strips out the audio for me and I produce the audio part of the podcast. And that's probably another half an hour, 45 minutes, somewhere in there to get the audio just right, add in the music, those kinds of things. Drop that to a wave, convert it with Audition to an MP3, then it's ready. Video file then, once that's done, I need to rip that into two different feeds, a video large and a video small. That's a new thing I added, I don't know, what, 6 months ago when we went to MediaFire? And so I use Handbrake to get that done. So we run it through Handbrake. I do a video large, video small. Not a lot of work on my part. I just got to set that up and get it done. But it takes 20, 30, 40 minutes probably to get that piece done. So I'm a couple hours into it then. Meanwhile, open up Windows Live Writer, start making the post. And now that I'm spending more time on the show notes, those show notes are probably taking me a good hour to put together. So I listen now to the whole show again. And go through and I'm just trying to be more thorough about it and get some more words in there for SEO purposes. So I go through the show notes, hour to put it together. Once I have a title, I got to go back in and add the title, meta to everything. Actually, what's taking the longest these days is uploading to YouTube. So I grab that video file, move it over to YouTube. Man, that can take an hour in some cases just to get uploaded to it. Now, let's say 45 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes. And I move the video large and video small over to MediaFire. That's where that gets hosted for the RSS feed. And then those things take a while. So I try to get that all done on Friday night so it can run overnight for the most part. So when I come in the morning, the video is uploaded. That can, like I said, that takes 45 minutes. And then YouTube's taking a long time these days to render videos, especially ours are an hour and a half. So that video rendering takes a couple hours now, hour to a couple hours. And I don't sit there and watch it. Of course, I do other things while it's on. But so So most of the time I'm to that point on Friday night. Sometimes I write the show notes, sometimes I don't, but I like to get those done on Friday. Saturday, I wake up, do Ask the Podcast Coach. When that's done, then I do all the, I kind of do everything else, right? So once you do the post, once you put a post out there, I've got to add the MP3 in, the link to the MP3, got to add the link to the video, both large and small. And I put in some album art so everything shows up properly. And then you save that and create a pretty link out of it. So that's the way you get that averageguy.tv/HGG, you know, whatever the show number is at that point. And so you get that all done and the post is ready to go. That's how you get it, right? That's how it shows up in your RSS feed. At that point, I could be done, but wait, there's more, right? And what I actually did on Google Docs is I created a doc called Where Do I Post? It got so complicated, I had to come up with my own, with just some where I post this stuff. It'd be kind of fun to record this. Maybe I'll make this a special little thing here. I'll edit this back in, and you guys, I'll stick it at the end of the show. Yeah. So once that's done, right, this is when the real work begins at this point, because we put it on so many social shares. So I upload it to Spreaker. I upload it to Audio Boom. It makes its way to Podomatic. That's the old way, way back in the day. Believe it or not, we get 300 on Spreaker. We get almost 100 listens now on Spreaker. So it's worth being there. Audio Boom gets anywhere from 150 to 300 listens on Audio Boom. Some of that is because I had an Audio Boom player on the website for a long time. If you went to theaverageguy.tv and looked in the right-hand column, there was a player there that would be a jukebox player. You could get any of the podcasts there that we've done. The last five or so that we've done were there. And actually that worked out really, really well. A lot of people clicked play on that. So Audio Boom would get 300. So it's worth putting there. Podomatic regularly gets 75 to 120 when I do it out of Podomatic. I don't know who's listening out there, but I get it out there as well. We upload a version to SoundCloud, and I don't get a lot of hits out there, but there is some potential. SoundCloud's got a lot of good SEO, so I drop it out there, and I think I've probably pulled some listeners over from SoundCloud that have just joined us from hearing it on SoundCloud. Mike in chat, as I walk through this, Mike in chat, he says, yeah, this isn't what he does for his processes. This isn't maybe your typical podcaster, but I just thought I'd maybe give you guys what it takes. I mean, what I spend, the amount of time I spend each week getting everything out for you. And it's probably a 4 or 5 hour process as we think about it. So SoundCloud, I upload the video. Again, and these aren't hard, right? I upload, put some meta in and upload. This process probably takes an hour to do all these. I upload it to Vimeo, so it's there as well. Shout Engine is another one that we use at shoutengine.com. That's got some interesting, again, I don't pay for any of these. They're all for free for the most part. In fact, they're all free. Not for the most part. They are free. Mixcloud is another one that we send it up to. Mixcloud, AudioMac, archive.org. They go up there. If you're ever out on archive.org, you know, that's kind of the place I'm keeping them for all time. I was doing Clamor for a while, so I was creating these Clamor posts. I've kind of stopped over the last couple of weeks. That's another half hour, 45 minute process all in itself, and so I stopped using Clamor. So that's where the audio files go, right? They shoot out one video file with Vimeo, so the video is on YouTube and on Vimeo. But there's what was that? Six different places, maybe eight, six to eight different places you can get. Oh, podcasts.com. That's one. That's a new one we're on right now too. So you can go out there. It also goes out to TuneIn. These go out automatically. They go out to Stitcher automatically and a TuneIn Radio, kind of automatically. That's just kind of where they land. And so you could listen on either one of those. And then what really consumes a lot of time on Saturdays generally is when I do the social media components for them. And so I make a two posts on Facebook, right? We have a Facebook group and we have a Facebook page. No. Every once in a while, I'll get somebody that looks at the page, so I keep it alive from that standpoint. We post the YouTube, and I do a post on Google Plus. So if you're Google Plus out there, you can catch it there. We on Twitter now. I do a bunch of tweets, and I know that drives some of you crazy, but sorry. We tweet the main post. We go through all the various audio platforms. I'm trying to get them to retweet it. I haven't had a lot of success with it, but you know, every once in a while you'll get a retweet. You never know. And I've started spacing these tweets out across the week now. So instead of them blasting you all at once, I used to blast them out through the averageguy.tv, but I didn't find that terribly effective. So we've been using the at Jay Collison account to get it done. But main post, Spreaker, Audio Boom, Podomatic, Podbean, if it matters, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Vimeo, TuneIn, Shout Engine, AudioMacPodcast.com. Then I upload that to WLMN Radio. They use a share file, or four shared is what it is. For the number four and shared, they use a four shared account to Roger get those from me. So the last thing I do is upload the audio to him. He'll pick that up on Monday. I think that plays 9 to 10 Eastern out at WLMN Radio. .com. But wait, it's not over. So when we're done, one last thing, of course, I head out to iTunes and check to make sure it's gotten there. I also check my phone. So I subscribe to everything that I do for every podcast. By the way, I do this for Cyber Frontiers too. Same exact procedure for Cyber Frontiers. iTunes, it's always good to check and just make sure your RSS feed is working. So I check on my phone. I check on iTunes just to make sure it is up and running. And then I go back in and do the annotations on YouTube. So by then, usually by then, the video is fully rendered and I can go into YouTube. So if you've ever gotten to the end of one of my videos before, you know there's a little subscribe on the side. There's end cards. And I realized something last week was really stupid. Like, why am I not putting the subscribe on the opening card? You know, I'll play the intro. This is the Average Guy Network and you found whatever, Home Gadget Geeks. You know, that I do that every time, right? And then I have a card that plays while the music plays. Well, I should have the subscribe thing on there so you could subscribe right off the bat. I've been putting that manually in the videos, which is really stupid. So I'm going to this week, that'll change. But you go to the end card and it says subscribe. And so I put a link to some things inside the video. If you've ever watched one of the YouTube videos after it's been produced, you would see those, that work that I do on that. So, it's a long process, guys. I'm not going to lie. I commit a lot of time to the podcast to make sure every single one of these shows. I know Mike does. I know Mike Wieger, Mike Howard both spend a lot of time on the podcast. You know, this isn't something we just do 1 hour or an hour and a half in this case, hour and 40 minutes now at this point. It's not something we just sit down and do. And I know you guys know that. I know you know it. I know you know we put a lot of time into it, but This gave me a good opportunity to just kind of roll through. I'm probably not your typical podcaster either from that standpoint. I probably put a little more into it than most from a production standpoint. Quality could be better. What I mean is not the quality, but the effort to get it everywhere, right? I've tried to get my posts everywhere so that people can consume them no matter where they want to listen to it at. We mentioned about, I don't know, 15 different places that you can get the podcast on. All of them get some kind of view out there. And so it's important to me that folks do that. Mike says here, 10 hours of work for every hour of the show. It's probably more like 6, but yes, Mike, that's probably a good number. 6 to 10 hours, I think, if you're going to go into podcasting. I might give it a little, like I said, I might give it a little bit more. Should probably take that time that I'm doing, sending it to those other places and put that into quality. But no one has ever sent me an email that says they didn't like my quality, like either the content. They'll argue with me on content, but nobody's ever said your sound's not good enough. So I just roll with, I mean, in the early days, let's admit, like, the early fitness tech ones, those were kind of ugly. We were doing everything under the sun to get those recorded. Even the early Home Gadget Geeks, which was home tech at the time, was a little rough from that standpoint. But I'm going to wrap this up in a home tech tip. That's what I'm going to do. And I've been trying to get the home tech tips going again. So maybe we'll wrap it up as a home tech tip. But a good opportunity for me to share with you kind of the workflow process that goes into. I spend a good amount of my time. By the way, I do this because I want to do it, right? This isn't, if I didn't want to do all those things, I just wouldn't do them, right? I do it because I enjoy it, right? I enjoy it because you listen to it and you've given me feedback. I love that. It's good for me. I do it because I enjoy it. I do it because I think it's important. And when everybody else has gone, you know, podcasting has changed. My guys, many of you have been with me since the early, early days of Home Server Show. When we think about joining Dave, I mean, I joined Dave at show 50 or 40 over there, 40 on Home Server Show. And so many of you listening today have been listening. By the way, if you've been listening to me that long, you know, get it checked out. But it's one of those things that, I've loved doing this. And a lot has changed in podcasting in those times. A lot has changed. It's an incredibly crowded market now. When we started podcasting 5 years ago, I don't want to say there's a handful of podcasters. There were more than that, but there weren't a tenth of what there are today. When I think about the podcasting stuff that we do today, it's in a very, 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 very busy. It's in a very busy market. And for a while I was feeling like I would, especially on the tech side, I would bow to The Verge and Olio's, you know, Windows Weekly and those kinds of things. And I've realized that covering the tech news, trying to cover the tech news, there's not enough time in the day for me, right? They have people that do this full time. And my job at Gallup gets busier all the time. We just had a very successful summer with our high school interns. And, you know, I did 24 interns this summer that I was responsible for and worked with, and nine of those being high schoolers. And I had a great experience with them. These kids learned a lot. And so it just means I can't give as much prep time to it, which means I can't be a Windows Weekly or a Mac Break Weekly or a This Week in Tech. Don't want to be honest with you. My vision for the average guy stuff for Home Gadget Geeks, my vision for this show is that it becomes a place where we cover things that don't get covered other places. This is why Edward Weiniger was on with us tonight talking about Bitcoin. This is why we'll cover LastPass. That's not mainstream, right? This is why we'll try to cover things that don't get covered in other places. I appreciate the fact that you appreciate that. And I know you do. I get a lot of positive comments from you guys back on that. I get a lot of positive feedback through email and messages. Neil, you send me a message every week, by the way. I totally appreciate that. Neil calls me every week and says, hey, appreciate this and that, and you could cover this more. And it's awesome. I look forward to my call from Neil each week. And you could do the same thing. You could call me and I'd appreciate that. It's a great way to leave a message, great way to encourage me, great way to give me feedback. But it's just super important to me that what I do for you guys gets done. And so that's what we do here at theaverageguy.tv. That's why Home Gadget Geeks is what it is. If you guys didn't like it, you'd go someplace else. But for whatever reason, you don't. And I like that. And so it's gives me an opportunity to converse with you every single week. And for me, that's a privilege. I see this as a real honor and a real privilege to get an hour and 20 minutes or whatever it is of your time. For some of you, you come out, listen to the live show. So that's more like 2 hours. But it means a lot to me. I mean, it's a lot of part of who I am, and I don't plan on doing anything different. I like doing this. And as long as you guys keep listening, we'll keep producing podcasts here at theaverageguy.tv doing Home Gadget Geeks and Cyber Frontiers. By the way, another Cyber Frontiers coming up on Tuesday. So, or on Monday night. I need to do a better job of promoting those. But so that's podcasting. I'll break this out into a little separate thing, but I think I'll wrap it with this. And you guys have said a lot of nice things in chat. I'll have to go back through and read those. It's a lot easier to read chat when you've got a co-host with you, but thanks for listening. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to me that you support the podcast network with using the Average Guy, Tech Scholarship Fund, that use the Amazon affiliate for that you treat each other nicely in the chat rooms, that you're good friends to my friends, which would, Mike Weger and Dave McCabe and those guys that I podcast with. That's super important to me. And so thanks. I guess I've never really done this before, or this is interesting, a little interesting experiment. I guess I've never really done this before. Thanks for, you know, thanks for hanging around. Thanks for listening. I don't get an opportunity to say it enough to you. You download this podcast every single week in a lot of cases. Some of you are behind. I got a message from somebody who said, I just started listening to you and I'm at 211. Oh, you got a ways to go to get caught up. But thanks. Thanks for listening. And it means a lot to me. You guys mean a lot to me. And it's pretty cool to get to do what I do. And I wouldn't give it the time if I didn't appreciate it. So thanks for listening. And with that, we'll cut it off for the night. And we'll see you guys. Of course, we're out here live every Thursday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern, out at theaverageguy.tv/live. And join us whenever you see, whenever we're on. And with that, I'll say goodnight, everybody.